The reality is that 100% does not exist. It is an illusion because there is always going to be room for improvement. Every single project, every single person, every single thing in life could be better. But if we're constantly aiming for that 100%, we're going to find ourselves in this endless loop of wanting to make every single little thing perfect, and we're never going to finish. Welcome to Mujeres on the Rise, where we help Latinas rise in their careers and in their lives through resources, community, and coaching. I'm your host, Mel Batelles, and I'm here to help you redefine your worth. I am an entrepreneur, career coach, speaker, and marketer that went from being a high school dropout to landing job offers at some of the most sought-after companies, including Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Now I help Latinas just like you build the career and lifestyle of their dreams. Are you ready to ponerte las pilas, overcome your limiting beliefs, and rise? Let's do this, mujeres. Hola, mujeres. Welcome back to another episode of the Mujeres on the Rise podcast. I am your host, Mel Batelles, and today I am actually here for the last episode of season one. I know, I am super bummed out about it too, because season one has been so great. I've really enjoyed recording all of these episodes for you. And for those of you that have been listening since the first episode, you know very well that this has been on my mind since 2020. And now that we're finally seeing season one come to a close, I am feeling bittersweet about it. I'm so happy that the podcast launched, but at the same time, it's like, what am I going to do with myself now? As we wait for season two to come out, what am I going to do? It's going to be a really good next season. I can tell you that much, mujeres. It's going to be so good. And for those of you that have been sending me messages on Instagram asking me when season two is going to air, I don't actually have a date yet. I don't have a date, but I can give you a little bit of a tip about what you can expect with season two. So season two is going to be about something that most of you have struggled with at one point or another. Something that you have probably struggled with regardless of how many degrees you have, regardless of your education, regardless of how qualified you are, regardless of how many years of experience you have under your belt. This is something that you have likely struggled with at one point or another. And it's something that I always get people messaging me about. And I want to dedicate an entire season to it because you're definitely not alone in feeling this way. And in figuring out how to cope with this and how to deal with this, that's how we're going to make progress and actually rise in our careers. So I'm really excited for season two. I know you're all going to love it. And I have some incredible, incredible mujeres in mind for guest episodes. So you're going to have to stay tuned for that. Make sure that you are already subscribed to the podcast. Make sure that you enable notifications. And if you haven't already left a review on Apple Podcasts, please, mujeres, make sure to go do that because that is so helpful for the podcast. And that's how we get more mujeres to learn about the community and really just join the movement that's going to change the game for all of us. Porque de eso se trata. That's what it's all about. It's about us coming together to help one another rise. And the only way that we do that is if we stick together, spread the word, and keep sharing what we learn along the way. That said, before we actually jump into the last episode, I want to read a few of the messages that I've received on Instagram because these messages honestly made my heart so happy and I don't want to keep them to myself. I want to share them. So the first message I want to read is from Celeste. And Celeste says, "Hi, Melba. I just wanted to let you know that I absolutely love your podcast. I hadn't been able to listen to it because I was super busy with work. And I just finished it all. Your latest episode is exactly what I needed. It's what I've been going through for the last 2 years, and I'm super burned out, but I definitely need some self-care and rest. thank you for creating the podcast. It's really opened my eyes about a lot of things and taught me that I need to take better care of myself. Well, Celeste, once again, this is your reminder that it is okay to put yourself first. And honestly, mujeres, this goes for every single one of you. You need to remember that rest and self-care is so important. So I want you to take a minute and actually visualize your priority list. Visualize it, and then I want you to visualize grabbing a Sharpie and writing your name down at the top of that list. At the top of everything else that's usually on your priority list, I want you to visualize writing your own name down. And the reason I want you to do this is because that's exactly how I want you to visualize this from going forward. I want you to always remember that you should always be at the top of your priority list. And no, this does not make you selfish. Being at the top of your priority list does not make you selfish, because if you are not taking care of yourself, if you're not putting yourself first, no one else is going to do it. And if you drive yourself to the point of exhaustion, if you burn yourself out, you are not going to be able to give and serve and love the people that matter most to you. So in order for you to be able to keep helping your familia, in order for you to be able to keep helping your family, your friends, the people that you love, the people that you respect in your workplace, you need to be in a good position yourself. So please, mujeres, please, please, please remember that you should always be on the top of your priority list. And I say this also repeating it to myself mentally, because this is also something that I struggle with. Sometimes I neglect my own personal well-being for the sake of helping others, for the sake of giving people the time and the space and the attention that they deserve. But I need to bring myself back and remember that the only way I can keep pouring myself into the people that I love is if I am in a good place myself. So please make sure to take a minute to visualize that priority list and visualize yourself on it, because that's how we make that progress. And Celeste, again, muchísimas gracias for listening to the Mujeres on the Rise podcast. You mean so much to me, and I really hope that you've been able to rest since we last talked. The next message that I want to read is actually a very brief message from Jazz. And Jazz says, I finished your first season in 3 days, laugh out loud. When is your second season coming out? This message honestly made me laugh out loud, because this was probably the third message that I received this very same day asking me, when is season two going to come out? And long story short, I don't have a date yet. But what I can tell you is that season two is going to be about something that I get so many questions and comments about. It's something that so many of us struggle with, regardless of how many degrees we have, regardless of our education, regardless of how many years of experience we have under our belt. It's still something that we all struggle with at one point or another. And hopefully this gives you a hint about what you can expect with season two, but I am sure you're going to love it. I'm already starting to plan out the episodes, and I already know exactly who I want to invite onto the show to talk about this subject, because I really want to break it down. I want to break down the root cause of this issue, break down what it really means, and then figure out ways that we can all come together to cope with it and overcome it and ultimately rise in our careers, but also in our lives. So again, if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, make sure to subscribe, make sure to follow, share, all that good stuff, and stay tuned on TikTok and on Instagram for the official launch date of season two. And then the last message that I wanted to read is from Patricia. And Patricia actually has her own community on Instagram. So if you are not ready following Latinos Empowered on Instagram, definitely go check out their platform, because Patricia is doing some amazing work for our community. And last month, she actually sent me a message that said, I just wanted to let you know that episode 5 spoke to my soul. Literally, thank you. I needed it. Now, episode 5, for those of you that don't know or haven't listened yet is where I share one of my most embarrassing stories of something that I did when I was roughly about 15 years old, and I was going after a boy and trying to make something happen that just was not meant to be. And so go check out that episode if you haven't already. But again, Patricia, muchísimas gracias por haber escuchado el episodio y por todo el apoyo towards Mujeres on the Rise. Thank you so much for all the support. Your message literally made my day, and I am so grateful that you're part of the community. That being said, let's go ahead and get started with today's episode, Mujeres. And today I am going to be sharing three benefits of making mistakes, because if you're anything like me, you have struggled with making mistakes in the past because you likely view mistakes as failures. But I want us today to reframe the way we think of mistakes. I want you to start thinking about mistakes as areas of opportunity. And so the way that we're going to do that is by talking about three benefits of making mistakes and why you should stop trying to avoid mistakes altogether. Because when you try to avoid mistakes, you're actually keeping yourself from making a decision. And so that's not a good place to be in. You don't want to ever be paralyzed. You don't want to be in a situation where you're draining yourself or stressing yourself out or causing yourself anxiety because you need to make a decision, but you're unwilling to make it out of the fear of making the wrong choice. So let's go ahead and jump in. Here are three benefits of making mistakes, starting with number one, and that is that mistakes liberate us from the myth of perfection. Now, here's the thing, mujeres, perfection no existe. Perfection does not exist. And I know so many of us are constantly wanting to make every single thing that we do perfect. But the truth is that in wanting to make things perfect, we are actually wasting valuable time. And we are often keeping ourselves from actually getting things done because instead of just going towards the problem or going towards that project and making things happen, we end up just staring at it for hours and hours on end because we are overwhelming ourselves with the desire to make every single little aspect of it perfect to a T. And when I first broke into tech, I actually had somebody give me one of the best pieces of advice that I think I've ever heard. But they told me, do not wait to share this out with people. And I think I was preparing some kind of presentation at the time. But they told me, do not wait until this is quote unquote perfect before you start sharing it out with the senior leadership team. Instead, I want you to work on this presentation, make it 70% perfect, what you consider 70% perfect. Then I want you to share it with the team, gather their feedback, and incorporate their feedback to get it closer to a 90%. And when they told me this, I was honestly confused at first because I was like, well, why wouldn't I aim for 100%? But the reality is that that 100% does not exist. It is an illusion because there is always going to be room for improvement. Every single project, every single person, every single thing in life could be better. But if we're constantly aiming for that 100%, we're going to find ourselves in this endless loop of wanting to make every single little thing perfect, and we're never going to finish. We're just not. And so to this day, I consider that one of the best pieces of feedback that I've ever received, because now, instead of staring projects or tasks endlessly, instead of just staring at them and overwhelming myself with this desire to make it perfect, I try to approach it as a 70% project. What can I give to this project, or what can I give to this task at hand that is 70% good enough? Once it's good enough, then I tell myself, okay, it is time to share this with people, get their thoughts on it. And once they come back to me with their feedback, they tell me what I could do to improve it, I'm going to go ahead and incorporate this, and it's going to be so much better because of it. Because that's also the thing, mujeres, when you spend so much time on one project or so much time on one thing, you're going to become blind to some of the more obvious things that need to be addressed. And so it really does help to get outside perspective and to give yourself breathing room between tasks so that you can come back with a fresh set of eyes and approach problems all over again. And I actually incorporate this in the personal projects that I do in my life as well now. But every single time that I am working on a resume with a client, I sit down and I get the resume 70% done. And then you know what I do? I don't overwhelm myself with wanting to make it 100% perfect. I take a break. And so for those of you that have worked with me, you already know this, but I always ask for clients for 2 weeks to get their resume done. Because my process is I sit down, I do what I need to do to get it to 70% done, and then I take a break for 2 to 3 days. I let my eyes rest. I get my mind off of this project. And then I come back to it and I tell myself, okay, now I'm going to make it 80% great. And so I spend some more time finessing it. I spend some more time doing research and I spend some more time crafting the perfect bullet points for the resume. Then I take another break. I come back to it again. I take another break and then I come back to it again. And I work my way towards what I feel is a really solid resume that I am proud of showing to clients. But it doesn't just happen in one sitting. And I think so many of us expect to sit down and create masterpieces, but masterpieces do not happen overnight. They do not happen in one sitting. They do not happen in a matter of hours. They take time, they take a lot of work, and oftentimes they take feedback from other people as well. And so it's really important that you're not so hard on yourself, that you give yourself breaks, and that if the project allows for it, you gather other people's feedback and other people's input, because masterpieces do not happen overnight. And so that is the very first benefit of making mistakes, is that they are very, very liberating. The second benefit of making mistakes is that mistakes bring us closer together. I think there's this big fear that when you make a mistake, if you tell somebody about it or if they end up finding out about it on their own, they are going to immediately judge you for it. They're going to say, "Qué tonta, how dumb of you, how could you have done that? ¿Cómo pudiste hacer eso? No, you went about it all wrong," et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I honestly refuse to believe that most people are that way, that most people are that judgmental, that they can't actually listen and show a little bit of compassion. And on my end, I can honestly tell you that when people come and they share a mistake that they've made, usually one of the first things that I'll do is, you know, besides listening and offering a shoulder to lean on, is sharing a mistake that I have made that is similar. Because I want people to know and I want people to understand that we all make mistakes. We all screw up. We all screw up. In fact, last week I was actually talking to my mentor, and actually this is a new mentor, which by the way, he was amazing. I had such a great conversation with him. But he told me, there is not a single day that goes by that I don't make some kind of mistake. And you're going to make mistakes, Melba. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fuck up in the workplace. You're going to fuck up so many times. And he was actually saying bad words because he really wanted to express himself. And I was all for it. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I needed to know. And he told me, like, I just made a mistake this morning. I hit reply all to an email that I shouldn't have hit reply all on. And it's these little things that it's so refreshing to hear, especially because this mentor of mine, he is a senior director. And so to know that he is making mistakes every single day, it is so damn refreshing, because I too have hit reply all on emails that I should not have hit reply all to. And I think these are the kind of things that bring us closer together, because at the end of the day, we are all human. We are not robots. We cannot be perfect. We all make mistakes, but it's knowing that you can still rise and make it out of this mistake that is actually going to make a difference. It's knowing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And so your mistakes, mujeres, they do not define you. I know when you make a mistake, you might be thinking like, trágame tierra, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. And you might think that everything is over, that there is no getting out of this mistake that you made, but that is rarely, rarely the case. I know that there's like different levels of mistakes that can be made. Some are going to be far a bigger deal than others. But please know that whatever mistake you make, it does not define you as a person. It does not define you as a whole. And you can make it out of that mistake successfully. Because even the best of the best people, even the most qualified people, even the most experienced people make mistakes every single day. And one could even argue that they have gotten to the position that they have gotten to because they embraced making mistakes along the way. And they knew that mistakes were a natural part of the process and that that's how they were going to learn. And so that actually brings me to the third benefit of making mistakes, mujeres. And that is that mistakes help us to learn and to rise. I know that sounds super cliche, mujeres, but it's the truth. Es la verdad. When you make a mistake, you're actually going to become better for it because not only are you going to know what works and what doesn't work, but you're also going to know the skills that you need to gain or the resources that you need to read through in order to avoid making this mistake in the future and in order to overcome it now. Because to quote my mentor, you're going to make mistakes every single day of your life for the rest of your life. But the next time that a similar situation presents itself, you're going to have additional knowledge that you didn't have the first time around, and you're going to be able to address the situation a lot better than the first time you did it. And so I know it's very uncomfortable to make mistakes. It can be very embarrassing. You may not want to admit it to yourself or to others, but there is so much beauty in making mistakes. This actually reminds me of a quote that my mom says quite often, and that is que más sabe el diablo por viejo que por diablo. And so this quote is really talking about how there is more wisdom to be found in an older person than in a clever one. And so really what it all comes down to is firsthand experience. The more experiences you have, the more mistakes that you make along the way, the more knowledge you're going to have. And one example that I can think about that's pretty common is how, you know, you go to school, you get an education, you learn about this concept at school, but then you get to the quote unquote real world and you realize that you really know nothing about the subject. And that's not because you don't actually know nothing about the subject, but it's because you learn more through firsthand experience and you learn more by doing than you actually do by reading about something. And so, with that in mind, mujeres, I want you to remember that making mistakes is okay. It's all part of the process. And the more mistakes that you make, the better you're going to be because of it, the more information you're going to have, and the more you're going to be able to make the right decisions going forward. But that is all I have for today's episode, mujeres. I really, really hope you have enjoyed season one of the Mujeres on the Rise podcast. I want to remind you once again that self-care is not selfish, that your purpose is all about doing something that you love and that is in benefit to other people. It's about striking that balance between what you are naturally good at, what you have learned throughout the years, and how you want to give back. And the way that you do that is by diving deep into your story, figuring out what are those things that matter most to you, and then using that, using all the information and all that poder that you already have within you to make a difference in other people's lives. Because that's what's going to get you out of bed in the morning. That's what's going to excite you. You don't want to get to the point in your life where you wake up and you think, ¿qué diablos hice con todo mi tiempo? What the heck did I do with all of my time? You don't want to get to the point where you realize that you are living your life and making decisions for the sake of satisfying other people's expectations of what you should and shouldn't do. So, if you have not done your tareas up until this point, this is your reminder to go and do it. Go make those lists of things that you're good at. Go dive deep and figure out what matters to you. Go figure out how you want to give back and what is the footprint that you want to leave here, because I want you to feel empowered to make choices for yourself. I want you to feel like you can and like you deserve to be happy, because you do deserve it. And I know that purpose is a very loaded thing, because at the end of the day, we all need to make money. We have bills to pay. We have things that we need to do and people that we need to give support to. But that's not to say that you should sacrifice your entire life for the sake of making money. So do what you need to do to take care of yourself, to make money, to provide, but do not give up on your purpose. Do not give up on doing something that truly matters to you and that makes your heart sing. Whether you try to pursue your life's purpose in a full-time job, whether you decide to pursue it in your free time, on the weekends, however it is that you decide to give back and to honor your purpose, do it. Because there is no right or wrong way. There is just your way. And so figure out what that looks like for you. Then embrace mistakes, embrace the process, because there is so much that can be gained from that. And remember that it does not matter where you start, mujeres. All that matters is that you do. Thank you so much for listening to Season 1 of the Mujeres on the Rise podcast. I am so excited to go out now and start planning Season 2. It's going to be so great and I'm so excited for it. So muchísimas, muchísimas gracias. If you haven't already, go leave a review on Apple Podcast and send me a DM on Instagram letting me know which was your favorite episode of this season. Pero como siempre, muchísimas gracias, mujeres, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye. Guess what, mujeres? You just finished today's episode of Mujeres on the Rise, which means you are one step closer to the career and lifestyle of your dreams. If you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, visit mujeresontherise.com/readytorise for additional resources, discounts, and community updates. Until next time, enjoy the journey. Be kind to yourself, and remember, it doesn't matter where you start. All that matters is that you do.